tell me, give me sort of a summary of what's going on. What is CAPS for the Cure?
CAPS for the Cure was started in 2006 by one of the American Family Children's Hospital leukemia patients named Christina Schultz. Christina had been battling leukemia for several years and was always trying to help other kids going through cancer. And her idea was to try and raise some money for research so that no kid would ever have to go through what she was going through. And she started in her school district, which is the Sun Prairie School District, and she wrote a letter to every principal in that school district, both public and private schools, asking them to support this new idea she had, and she called it CAPS for the Cure. The idea was for kids to donate a dollar and have permission then to wear a hat to school for a day, which kids loved this idea. It was something really fun, really easy for principals and teachers to implement in their schools. Well, she was able to secure the participation of every school in her district that first year. So she started it in 2006, and the first CAPS for the Cure date was set for April of 2007. Unfortunately, a couple of weeks before the first CAPS for the Cure occurred, Christina passed away due to her illness. And now every year, the program grows and grows. Christina's parents, Lori and Daryl Schultz, and her sister Hannah, they carry the program each year as Christina's legacy. So they get more and more schools involved. They get out there and they talk to different groups. One really neat thing they've done is they have incorporated the Sun Prairie Business Education Partnership. So several businesses in Sun Prairie have supported what the schools are doing by donating additional funds. So since that first CAPS for the Cure Day in 2007, over $75,000 have been raised for pediatric cancer research, and that research is done right here in Madison, Wisconsin at the American Family Children's Hospital.
Again, sadly, she wasn't around long enough to see the first one implemented, but you know what is interesting is she was very, very young at the time when she came up with this idea.
She was, I think, 8 years old when she came up with the idea, and then she was 9 years old when she passed away.
So that's amazing, and anybody who knows anything about cancer, I mean, it's a tough thing to deal with, especially as a small child, yet she was dealing with this. She's a little girl hoping to play with her friends, be with her family, and yet she's still thinking of all the other kids in the world who might need some help.
And that was her spirit. She was, even when she was hospitalized, she was not thinking about her own hospital experience and what she was going through. She was always worried about the kid down the hall who may have had the same exact thing that she had, but she was always thinking about others. I mean, Christina just had the most beautiful spirit. Anyone who knew her would say that. She just really touched people.
And what about the reaction from a lot of the other kids having to do with the raising money, the CAPS for the Cure, but also the fact that, you know, on a very simplistic level, they get to wear a really goofy cap to school all day, and even better yet, they get to see their teachers and all these other so-called serious adults wearing all these really wacky hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kids have really embraced the idea and look forward to it each year. And remember, you know, so many schools do various fundraisers throughout the year to support various charities. So this may be one of many. But as I go into schools, or if I meet a kid and I say, oh, well, what school district are you from? And many times these kids will have done CAPS in their school. And they remember, they know why they've done it. They know that it supports kids with cancer, that they're wearing a hat in honor of a child who has cancer and may always be wearing a hat because he or she has lost their hair. So they really get it. And they appreciate the opportunity to give back to their community in this way. This is a great service learning experience for kids, especially in an economic environment where, you know, so many kids are on subsidized lunches and finances are of concern to so many families, but for them to be able to bring in a dollar, and sometimes kids don't bring in a dollar. Sometimes they bring in a quarter or 50 cents. It's not about the dollar amount. It's about the opportunity for kids to see that they can make a positive impact on the lives of other people.
And the kids are like sponges. They're going to remember this forever into their adulthood and hopefully have a positive impact on their lives. Do you know, has there been any negative reaction to this, any opposition to this, in the sense that maybe some parents don't want their innocent little children to grow up too quickly and hear about such an awful thing as cancer?
I haven't heard of anything like that at all. I mean, everyone is touched by, it seems that everyone is touched by cancer in some way. Everyone knows a grandparent or a friend that has gone through this. We certainly have not heard of anything but very positive responses from people. And there are so many walks and runs and things for people to get involved in. This is something very simple and easy at the school level.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Now let's talk about Hannah just a little bit. Hannah is Christina's sister, and she sort of slid right into the role just to help her sister who couldn't do it anymore. And how is she doing in this?
Phenomenal. She will go into classrooms. She did a presentation in front of the Business Ed Partnership, and she'll share the story. Once people hear the story and why this is being done, there's not a whole lot of convincing that needs to go on. People really embrace this idea. And so what Hannah's doing by sharing Christina's story, sharing her cancer experience, and the experience coming from Hannah is extremely powerful. I cannot imagine how difficult it would be to be a 3-4-year-old girl whose sister was in the hospital all the time and not doing very well, and then also to pass away. For Hannah to be able to share that experience with people takes a lot of courage. And when people hear that and listen to her, I think they're really inspired to help. You know, you wonder, there are so many kids going through cancer now, and I think she gives a lot of hope to families and to siblings and to patients themselves, because you see that after you go through all of this, there are a lot of positive things that can occur, and Caps for the Cure is the positive thing that's happening as a result of all of the pain and suffering that Christina went through.
And finally, now this started in Sun Prairie, and you guys want to take this statewide. All the schools in the state will likely participate in this?
We hope so. We have had schools all the way from La Crosse to Germantown, Wausau, all over the state have participated in the past. And we hope that it just continues to grow and grow.
So this is a one-day-a-year event?
Some schools choose to do it on one day, and other schools choose to make a week-long activity out of it. Sometimes the CAPS idea doesn't work for a particular school, usually high schools, because of disciplinary issues with HATS and related issues with that. So they choose to do other things. Deerfield High School does a cancer awareness week each year. This year will be their 6th year. So every day at lunch they sell a different cancer awareness color ribbon, and they do bake sales. And they've raised over $7,000 in the past 5 years doing that, because CAPS doesn't work in their school. So there's so many other ways in which schools have shown their support.
Now, CAPS for the Cure Day, that's right around the corner, was my impression, but actually the schools can designate a specific day, something that works best for them. Tell me how that works.
Most schools opt to do it on Friday, April 23rd, just to follow the model of the Sun Prairie School District, but you can really do it any time, and it's so easy to pull together. You know, sending a parent's letter home, notifying parents as to what you're doing, picking a day. I mean, the process is so simple. So schools can really do this at any time.
Good. That sounds good. I took up plenty of your time, and that's all I have. I'm going to let you go unless there's anything else that you feel significant to add to this conversation.
I think we covered covered everything. We covered what it supports, which is, you know, cancer research, pediatric cancer research. I think we covered everything, Jackie, so I think we're good.
And $75,000 so far just based on this program.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
That's great. All right, yeah. Kylie, thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's such a great program.